This podcast is brought to you by Den Braven Sealants, worldwide leader in professional sealants. Tuesday, September 23, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. The resignation of President Thabo Mbeki at the weekend was a landmark political event for South Africa, but the ruling African National Congress gave an assurance on Monday that his departure would not translate into any major changes in macroeconomic policy. This is a proposition that appeared to be supported by market analysts and commentators. Veronica Kalema, a director in the Africa and Middle East Department of ratings agency Fitch, said the resignation of Mbeki had added political uncertainty at a time when the economy faces a challenging global and domestic backdrop. However, Fitch was not expecting a radical shift in economic policies. Most key personalities in the cabinet and the South African Reserve Bank seemed likely to remain in place. Construction Product Assessment Agency, Agriment South Africa, kicked off the 13th Annual General Meeting and the World Federation of Technical Assessment Organizations Conference on Monday. It promotes entrepreneurs to develop innovative and locally appropriate construction materials, focusing on green buildings and sustainable products. South Africa's emphasis on infrastructural delivery means that the choice of technology and products used in construction are important and must be locally appropriate. Agriment SA serves the building and engineering communities by providing assurance to specifiers and users through technical approvals for the fitness of purpose of non-standardized or unconventional products. It also serves the construction communities by providing assurance to specifiers, regulators, financial institutions and users, thereby facilitating entry into the market by entrepreneurs. World Federation of Technical Assessment Organizations General Secretary Thomas Braun.
Our primary objective is to enhance and support the use of innovative construction products. And we do this by ensuring mutual recognition between the bodies that are involved in the assessments made by the individual bodies.
South African Chamber of Mines economist Roger Baxter says that the South African government needs to consider holding back the imposition of the 2 cents a kilowatt hour environmental tax until the country has worked through the energy crisis. He says that mining companies that were paying 17 cents a kilowatt hour in October last year are going to be paying 50% more from October 1st. He says it's a huge increase, given the fact, for deep-level mines, the electricity accounts for as much as 10% of cash production costs.
For a mining company player that was paying 17 cents per kilowatt hour last year in October, they're going to be paying 50% more in October 2008. That's a huge increase, given the fact, for deep-level mines, electricity accounts for as much as 10% of your cash production costs.
Also making headlines, Mozambique is to approve a $2.5 billion power line project. The Huge Group warns that the state's VANS appeal threatens competition. Sasol's share buyback program hits the 6% mark. African Diamonds shelves its plans to challenge De Beers in court over the AK6 mine. Probes into several recent mine worker deaths are advancing. And International Ferro Metals says its growth profile is robust despite the South African power concerns. In political news, the DA says Galeme Motlanthe would offer South Africa hope. Science and Technology Minister Mosibudi Mangena resigns. Thabo Mbeki files constitutional court papers against the Nicholson ruling. And Esop Pahad is to resign. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.